put a bed of coal in there, and then put your Dutch oven in there, and the lids, it has a lid, you know. Uh-huh. You put that on there and put coals on the lid, and oh, it's good. Sourdough biscuits.
Sourdough biscuits. Let's see, you save some dough for those. Mm-hmm. What did they use for bread when they made that? Did they to make it rise?
Well, sourdough, it'll rise. You see,
uh-huh.
Use a little soda in there. If you use too much soda, it wasn't good.
Uh-huh.
But that sourdough will make it rise. You have to start it. Have a little yeast or starter, something started with, you know. Then you just keep it in a jar. I used to keep mine in a 2-gallon jar, and I keep it out on the back of the stove where it wouldn't get, we don't want it to get too hot, we want to keep it warm. Put a rag over the top, and it would rise, and then when you go to make bread, why, I just put flour in a bread pan, a dish pan, and pour some of that dough in there, cut it off, and then you got to put a little more flour and water in it each time, so you keep your in there,
keep
and then
it
put
working.
Salt and a little soda in. We, a lot of times we had to, didn't have any lard, we just used the bacon grease for a little grease, you know, and good sourdough bread.
I heard a story about some bread. This lady I talked to in Sayre said that she had a friend who had a story she'd tell on herself. She was newly married, and she made some bread one day, and it just didn't turn out at all. She didn't want her husband to know it, so she took it out and she buried it in the alley. And the next day was warm, and her husband came in for lunch, and he said, "Say, Emma, you should see the mushrooms out there."
That bread keep on rising.
So when he left, she went out and dug it up, I guess.
Well, if she cooked it, I don't believe it rise anymore.
No, she just mixed it up and
She didn't cook it.
She didn't cook it. It just started to swell. What did your aunt put her flowers in? Did she have a special little thing for that?
Oh, flower pot, they called it.
Did she have anything for cut flowers?
Like a vase?
Uh-huh.
Well, might have, I don't remember.
And let's see, after you'd eaten the meal, she'd clear the table, and then what would she do, probably?
Well, she'd wash the dishes.
And after she washed them, would she...
Dry them, put them up in what I call the cupboard, or the safe. Safe or cupboard.
Uh-huh. Well, after she got them all soapy, did she do anything to get the soap off?
Well, I had to wash it off, wrench it off.
Did she have a cloth that she used in the water for her dishes?
A dish rag and a tea towel, they call it, a drying rag to dry them with.
Let's see, I'll digress here for a moment. What would you call that thing in the lamp there that's putting out the...
Bulb?
That's the bulb. Isn't that a silly thing? I want to know how you pronounce it.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. My father-in-law is from Retrop.
What?
He's from Retrop. You know where that is?
No, I don't.
It's down by Sayre.
No, I don't know.
It's the name has a funny history. They were going to name the town Porter, and they filed the name Porter, and they got a notice back saying you can't do it. We've already got a Porter. So they said, all right, we'll show you. We'll just turn it around and spell it backwards. So they filed it as Retrop, and it came through. All these years it's been Retrop, Oklahoma.
Retrop, that's kind of like, but go ahead.
He says bub.
No, bub. Yeah, I'd say bulb. Like a little old town east here, you might have heard of it, I don't know. 50 miles east here, it's a little white place in the road.
Slap out,
yeah.
Uh-huh. I don't know the story, though.
Well, there's a fella kept a little store there, and a lot of times the people would come in, add something, says, I'm just slap out.
Yeah.
So they got to go to slap out. That's where it started.